begin. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. Amen. God loves everybody. Do you agree with that? God loves you. God loves me. God loves everybody.
Amen.
Amen. All right, tell somebody how much God loves them. Tell somebody. Somebody want to say, God loves you, but God loves me more. Right? Amen. But we need to learn everybody. You know, this is our tendency. Our tendency is to love somebody, love some people that we're familiar with. Maybe speaking same language, sharing the same culture, liking the same food. Huh? Maybe same style of hair or look. I don't know, same interest.
Same item.
So we tend to like hang out with the peer group, you know, the people that we like. But the Bible says, love everybody, not just somebody. Jesus didn't love somebody. Jesus loved everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Maybe in your heart, you have a heart for somebody, for some group of people. But then when it goes out of that group, peer, or culture, different culture, your heart will be closed and say, I don't like that group. I only like this group. But today, I challenge you that you will have a heart of Jesus Christ and you will love everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God says, God so loved the
world.
That world includes everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ came to serve and not to be served. Look at this scriptures one more time. Begin. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give Him His life as a ransom for many. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ came to serve and not to be served. And we ought to come and go to serve other people. The greatest people on this earth is the serving people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The most pitied people on this earth is the receiving people. If you just keep receiving and receiving, then you are pitied. But if you know how to give, then you are most greatest and also excited people on this earth. Because there's a more joy when you give. They receive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's more joy when you serve than to be served. So Jesus knows this truth. He came as a servant. In fact, as a slave to serve us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters. I want to know today the value of yourself. Hello? I want you to know the value of yourself. You are so valuable. You are so acceptable, you are so lovable, you are so forgivable, you are so precious before God's eyes.
Amen.
You know why? I'll tell you the reasons why you are so precious, why you are so valuable. I'll tell you the reasons. Number one, because God created you.
Amen.
I say that again, because God created you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beggar did not create you. A criminal did not create you. A Hitler did not create you. God, the Creator, His name is Jesus Christ. He created you.
Amen.
Therefore, you are so precious before His eyes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, you are created in His image, in the likeness of God. So all the faces of human being portray who God is. Because we were created in the image and in the likeness of God. Amen. Did you know that? The face of cat is not the image of God. The face of a dog is not an image of God. The face of cow is not an image of God. But your face is an image of God, which is image of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you see me, you see the image of God. This is the image of God. Do you like me? I'm very insecure. Do you like me? Huh? This is the image of God. This is the image of God. So I want you to look at the person next to you and say, "Oh, you just look like God. You look just like God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you don't need to do any surgery with your face. Amen?
Amen.
You look just as beautiful the way you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your face is the most perfect face. Amen?
Amen.
Don't go to surgery. Don't waste any money there, huh? You look beautiful though, just the way you are. Hallelujah. So you are so precious because, remember, you are created by God. Just remember that. You are created by God. Second, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came to this earth as Son of Man. God came to this earth as a Son of Man. God came in a man. Why? To serve you. That's how much you are precious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only in the Bible, only in the Bible, it tells you how much God loves you. How much God has done for you. He died for you on the cross. That's how much you are precious and you are gifted. And you are valuable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, He died for you. Amen.
Amen.
Therefore, He died for everybody. He died for the whole world. Therefore, we need to love everybody. Now, from today on, you walk on the street, you meet people, you don't want to be a stranger. You don't want to frown, you don't want to give them a hard look. Huh? You don't want to give them a hard look or a strange look, right? Everybody you see in the whole world, they are your friend. They are your brothers and sisters. Because Jesus Christ not only died for us, but Jesus Christ died for everybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, people walking on the street, they are your friend. They are your brothers and sisters. Therefore, when you meet them, smile at them. Hallelujah. When you meet them, say, Merry Christmas. Jesus loves you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You should do it like that. Amen.
Amen.
You should do it. You should do it first with your brother and sister. Huh? Don't frown, brothers and sisters. Relax. You're in the house of God. God loves you and God has a great plan for you. And guess what? Your destination will be a glorious one.
Amen.
You will be a successful and prosperous. You will be a victorious Christian.
Amen.
That is the destination of your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may go through now hard life and very strife life. Now, but you know what? That's not the end of it. It's only the process. Okay? Soon you will see our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He will pay the price. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will pay the price for you. He did already on the cross. I'm talking about all the time, all the things that you have done for Him, the time, the money, the energy, the talent that you have served our Lord Jesus Christ. He will pay you back. Payday someday. Payday someday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That day is coming. Amen.
Amen.
So, okay. Yes, good. Okay. So we need to have this interest in man. Okay. When you see somebody today outside, okay, I encourage you, you smile. All right. You smile. And then maybe they will respond to you back, say, what are you smiling at?
Yeah.
What are you smiling? Well, what are you crazy? And then say, I am crazy for Jesus. And then you take out the invitation card and say, come to Overflowing Church next Sunday. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You want to do that?
Yeah,
no. Amen.
Yes.
Joseph, right there, brother from Liberia, Joseph and Yama, they joined me yesterday giving out the choco pie with the invitation card, right? We went to the Borderlands Road, and in about 1 hour, we gave about 200 choco pies already. Hallelujah. And then brothers, we went, right? But Caesar also. We went, and we were there on the street. It was a little chilly, but they were on fire. They were so excited. Huh? Joseph and Yama was, and everybody, they were like this. Hey, Merry Christmas, how are you? Hi, how are you? Jesus loves you. Hey, Jesus loves you. They're going everywhere, smiling and being friendly, and they're so excited. And I asked them, why are you so excited? And they say, oh, I'm so excited to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know who Jesus Christ is, and we know what He has done for us.
Amen.
We are to serve Him.
Amen.
This Christmas season, many people are dying. in hopeless and helpless. Many people are suffering with loneliness, with depression. They don't have friends. They don't have families. You know, nobody's giving them a Christmas gift. Bring them to next Sunday. We'll give them a Christmas gift. Hallelujah. We'll give them Christmas gifts. And we will give him or her or Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We'll give them our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So, smile. Smile. Big smile. Everybody smile. 1, 2, 3 to the person next to you. $1 million smile. $1 million smile. Right? All right, $1 million smile. You don't need to give $1 million, but when you smile, you are that, giving that much money. Okay, ready? Because when you smile, the endorphin, good sales will increase, and you will get healthier and healthier. Ready? $1 million smile. 1, 2, 3. That was a $500,000 smile. Joseph, $1 million smile. Maybe. He will do $1 million smile when his wife arrives. His wife didn't arrive yet, that's why. He's like, only $500,000 smile. When is your wife coming? Huh?
January.
Oh, you're gonna have a lonely Christmas. Jesus is with you? Amen. Hallelujah. So smile. Hallelujah. Relax. Jesus Christ loves you. He's with you. He has a plan for you. Amen?
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 Next Sunday, make sure, Brother Min, you bring your wife again, Priscilla. Amen? Okay? And you're going to do a special the play. Right? No, it doesn't sound like that, right? Anyway, you're going to, right? Silent night, pushing them. You heard that saxophone, right? Beautiful sound. Janet, come back next Sunday. She will do it. You don't want to miss his presentation. Anyway, okay, next, come back to the scripture now. Next thing. Good. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. Let's all read it together. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, begin.
After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude, and no one could count. From every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb.
They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice. No. Loud voice, he says. Loud voice. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This scripture tells us why we need to love everybody, why we need to have a heart for all nations. Okay, if you're Philippines, your heart should be Philippines plus all nations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're right? You're Liberia. Huh? Your heart is for not for the Liberian only, but your heart is for all nations, whole Africa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Netherlands plus whole nations. Amen.
Amen.
Anyway, you're Asian. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at this verse now. This verse tells us how the church will be looked like in the future. Okay? This gives us a good definition what church is all about. Look at this. After this I look. In the book of Revelation, it's what things are going to be in the future. And I believe it's happening already. It's happening already partially now. And I believe it's coming all together. Amen. That Jesus Christ will come back. And this is what's going to happen. Okay? John, right? Apostle John, he had a vision. And he said, he looked, right? And they said, there was a great multitude. Church is all about, church is included, this church is included in the great multitude. We are part of that great multitude. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All the Christians in this global, in this whole world, who are worshiping our Lord Jesus Christ, they are our brothers and sisters. Amen. Although we may not be communicating each other from here to Liberia or Nigeria or America, you know, if they are brothers, if they are believers in Jesus Christ, we are all brothers and sisters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So when we go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, when we meet a Christian, we say, hey, praise God, brother, my brother in Christ. Although we go to different churches, that it doesn't matter. We are brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
Because we are part of that great multitude.
Amen.
Hey, Bible says that's a countless multitude. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we go to heaven, we will see that great countless multitude. And that multitude consisted of all those people who love Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
With their hearts. And we are going to be part of that great multitude. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed are you if you are part of that great multitude.
Amen.
And that great multitude is talking about the winners, the conquerors. We are the winners and the conquerors. Hallelujah. Okay, let's try to see now. Okay? That great multitude, Bible says, no one could count. Because it's a huge number. And that great multitude from every... Come on, everybody. Let's read that verse. Ready? Every nation, tribe, people, and language. Hallelujah. One more time. Every
nation,
tribe, people,
and language.
Come on, four things. You memorize that. Every
nation,
tribe, people, tongue, language, same thing. One more time. Every
nation, tribe, people,
tongue. Hallelujah. One more time. 안 보여줘. 보여주지 마. 말이 안 나와. 자, ready? Every
nation, tribe.
Competition. Hey, okay. Ready? Every
nation, tribe, people, tongue.
Not too bad, but I think half of them are asleep now. Okay, ready? Woman power. More sisters here. Ready? All right. Every
nation, tribe, people, tongue.
There's a unity issue here. Okay, anyway, very nice. You have to know God is the creator of every nation, people, tribe, and tongue. God is the owner of the whole world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe? God is the owner of the Philippines, the land of the Philippines. Amen.
Amen.
God is the owner of Uganda. Angela.
Amen.
God is the owner. He's the owner of Uganda. Amen.
Amen.
God is the owner of Cameroon.
Amen.
Liberia.
Amen.
Indonesia.
Amen.
Syria.
Amen.
Syria. Feed us. Amen. Thank you. Pakistan.
Amen.
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 We have about 206 nations living in Korea. But there are 237 nations, I believe, something like that. 237 nations. Is that right? Do you know? In this world, there are 237 nations exist. But going back to Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. Okay, me? Genesis, okay? Going back to Genesis chapter 11, verse 1, we see there were one nation. We see there one language. Okay? Look at this verse now. Okay, everybody read. Now the whole world had one language. Okay, so before Babel Tower, they had what? One?
Language.
They had one language, one speech. Okay? So before the Babel Tower, there was one language, meaning one people, one tribe. God created only one tribe. But then, people tried to build the Babel Tower to be like God. The pride sneak in, people want to be like God. So they were building tower, right? To the top, to the sky. So they want to be like God. So God scattered the language. God scattered one language into multi-languages. And if you count those languages in Genesis chapter 11, there are about 70. You can count. So one language developed into 70 languages, meaning 70 tribes or people group, you want to say. Now we have more than 100,000 languages and people tribe in this world. More than 100,000. There are so many people group and tribes in this world. So that one tribe developed to 70 after Babel Tower, God scattered, and now more than 100 tribes throughout the whole world. Now, I want to tell you, who is the owner? Who is the creator of this language? God. Our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the owner of all this tribe. He is the owner of all these languages. So therefore, every language, people, tongue, tribe belongs to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, our heart needs to be expanded to the level of our hearts of Jesus Christ. Do you love the world? Do you love all nations? Listen, if Jesus' heart is not only for Philippines, only for Africa, Jesus' heart is for whole nations.
Amen.
Therefore, our heart needs to be enlarged. Our heart needs to be enlarged to all nations. And this Christmas season, there are so many people are lonely and they're depressed. They're waiting for good news of Jesus Christ. Are you willing to stand up and go and share the good news of Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Are you willing? Or you don't want to care? Do you care? Do you care or no care? Are you willing?
Yes.
There are many people who's lonely. Find those people. Next week, bring them. Let them hear the good news of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus Christ loves everybody. I just wanted to point out that now. Let's look at Philippians 2:7. Ready to get the begin? Jesus Christ made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. That word is a slave. Being made in human likeness. Jesus Christ came to this earth not to be served, but to serve. And he loved everybody. He served everybody. Okay? In the very nature of a human being, made himself nothing. We too want to make ourselves nothing. It's not about ourselves. It's not about Christmas trees. It's not about presents. It's not about singing carol songs. It's about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's about meeting the person of Jesus Christ. So let us encourage ourselves. Let us stand up with our feet and go and meet those people. Find those people who are lost and share the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Look at John chapter 4, verse 35 now. Okay, read it together. Begin. Do you not say 4 months more?
And then the harvest. I tell you, open your eyes and look in the fields. They are ripe my harvest.
People say, 4 months more than the harvest. The Bible says, do not say it. Well, what are you saying today now? Do you say something? Now is God's time of harvest. And I can reap the harvest because harvest is plentiful and it's ready for me to ripen it. Are you going to say it like this? Or are you going to say, it has nothing to do with me, 4 months more. Still it's not ready. And I am not ready. And it has nothing to do with me. Whatever you say, that's what you become. Today, brothers and sisters, why don't you join with me and say, the harvest is plentiful, and it is ripe for the harvest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The purpose of Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, coming to this earth is to serve and to give His life away. Well, He did it on the cross already. He gave His life on the cross already. We know the good news. You believe in Jesus Christ, you die, you go to heaven. Even now in your heart there's a heaven. Jesus Christ is well alive in your heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But what about those people? The lost people. Are you care? What about those people? People who are working with you. People who do not know Jesus Christ. What's going to be your greatest? What's going to be your gift for Jesus Christ this Christmas? His gift for you is His life on the cross. Dying for our sins. Suffering, all those sufferings. What about your gift for Jesus Christ? How about leading one person to Christ? Guiding one person, one lost soul to Jesus Christ and tell them how much God loves them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now I want you to look at this verse now. One more time. Look at this verse. I'll tell you, open your eyes. I say it again. Bible says, open your eyes. Now why people are saying, foremost more, I'm not ready, whatever. Why they're saying it like that? Because their eyes are closed. How about your eyes, my friend? Is your eyes open or closed? Is your eyes open and do you see the kingdom of God? Do you see Jesus Christ on the throne of God? Do you see the reality of the kingdom of God, heaven? Do you see the reality of the hell? Do you see the reality of life and death? Do you see it? Do you see the spiritual world? I pray your eyes will be open today. God will remove the stones, plank from your eyes, that you begin to see clearly who Jesus Christ is, and you clearly see His heart too. His heart for the lost people. And when you see it, you can't help yourself but to go and bring them to Christ. You can't help yourself but to go and share the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's all about seeing. You become what you see. What do you want to see this afternoon? See Jesus Christ our Lord, who came and made a man, and who rose again, and He became a life-giving spirit, and He is in you and in me, and He is crying out, oh, introduce me to the people, to the whole world, because I am thirsty for the people. Hallelujah. The world is thirsty for Jesus Christ, yes indeed, but Jesus Christ is more thirsty, because Jesus knows He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
To the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. He is the only way, the only truth, only life. So brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, people are waiting for you to open your mouth and say, Christmas is all about Jesus Christ. Meet Jesus and go to heaven. Meet Jesus and experience heaven on this earth. Hallelujah. People are waiting outside. And what are you going to do? If you met Jesus Christ, you cannot stand still, but you will go and share. You open your heart, open your mouth, and you will share. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If Jesus died on the cross, is this nothing for you? Or something for you? There's only one person in this entire universe who died horribly, painfully on the cross, and His name is Jesus Christ. And that's the meaning of Christmas. Because Jesus Christ born in a manger. Jesus Christ born in a manger as a baby. Did you know He didn't even have a place to stay when He was born? When you have a baby, when baby is born, what do? These days you have a baby in a hospital, right? And they wrap it very nicely and they have a very nice bed for the babies, right? When Jesus Christ was born, He didn't even have a place. It was where horses are staying. What kind of treat was that? For a king was born. Nobody treat the baby Jesus right. Nobody, not one person on this humanity served Jesus. He lived a perfect 30 years of life and finally died, mocked by the human Jewish people, punched, spit at it, kicked, and striped. Every time he striped, the chunk of his flesh came out. His entire body was bloody. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Brothers and sisters, do you know? Do you know the meaning of Christmas? Yes, one side we sing carol, joy to the world, oh we are so happy. But deep inside we have to know, He came to die. He came to die. Jesus came to die. That's the meaning of Christmas. Hallelujah. And he rose again. And he became a life-giving spirit. Now if you say, Lord Jesus, he will come enter into you. And he will be your friend forever and ever. Hallelujah. He will be your Lord forever. Thank you, Jesus. Close your eyes. Would you determine your heart? Determine in your heart now. What are you going to do this Christmas? What is your interest? Can we turn our hearts and our attention to our Lord Jesus Christ? And say, Lord, I'll offer my gifts to you. And my gift will be going after the lost soul. Oh Lord Jesus, use me. Give me the heart of Christ. Give me the heart of Christ. Give me the passionate heart. Give me the passionate heart. Give me the burning heart. My heart is cold. My tears are dry. What can I do? Lord Jesus, touch my heart. Set my heart on fire. Set my heart on fire. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus Christ, set my heart on fire for you. To love everybody. To love the once lost soul. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all stand together. Let's enter the Holy of Holies where Jesus Christ is. That is our spirit. That's where our spirit, where Jesus Christ is. And worship Him. Are you ready to enter? Let's enter together. Amen. Amen.